Wir können gerade da mit Sechtes beim Metzir darf ich auf beginnen mit auf beginnen das Mathe beginnen wo ist die Gemarie finden mit Zimmer Gerd wenn man da noch zum Zier vom Gerd now says this is how you'll feel and this that we're saying that we're doing out having Rabbanon it's rabbinical loch and not like it's like a Yafusa der Eisa because the Metzir is cotton when a child finds him they have a Rabbanon that's only rabbinically his and the other Rebbe's even the Rebbe's that says later on the next stop that we base that Gezel Gomar that it means full fudge robbery. Heinim the Rim, as Igmar is explaining about that, it's only from rabbinic halach. Now, whereas in Yad, regarding his own hand, Loi Pligi, then no one disagrees that the Alfina that we learn out, that of course is going to be Kaina. So the question is regarding his Chatzah being Kaina. That's the question that we learn out Metzia from Ged regarding Ekad. Next test, Matthew Ben Gemara, Zachsalai. So that it merits it for him. It says, Taisis Nerutzim. That Avak Abdullah Omar Zachsali, that even if he doesn't say, oh, I want it to merit for me, the Zachsali that it does acquire for him. Can me and the Gemara said in the previous daft of Yerim and Aleph, Itok Rabbanon Delikni, if the Rabbanon instituted that should acquire, Kilay Omar Mahavo, when you don't say it, so who cares? So it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to say the words. It says regarding the Dalai Lamas. Now the Elam don't say no, to the contrary, the Hosam over there by the case of the previous daf, yeah, Hainim Shem the Nafalei Allah. That's yeah, the reason why it's gonna work even if you don't say, because actions speak louder than words. The Gola B'dayta Shereitz Likness by trying to fool him that he revealed his intention that he wants to acquire it. Allah Mayim the Reitz Likness here, who said if he doesn't say the words, who said that he wants to acquire it? So it says no to Adam, to the contrary. Mashmalel sounds like from the previous daf, the Elam Nafal, to the contrary, if he did not fall in the Kana Tfei, he would have acquired more. And even though he didn't say, I want to acquire it. Boy, moreover, the Amr of Yisra B'chanina, he says, Chatzicha Shalom Koina Lechulim Medaita. A person's court that acquires him without his awareness. Amr, so we see, Abagav Deloy Amr, Koni, even though he didn't say that it should acquire. Now, so the question that takes about this, so why is the Mishnah saying, Bo Amr Zachsali? So, Bochanakim Shem Sefer, here it's only because the end of the Mishnah, the Fela Amr, even if he says that it should be acquired for me, keep him the Rats Kedarka, but if it runs in the regular way, then like Kalni, he's not going to acquire it. Next test, Master Begin with Dimara, it's Rats Kedarka, the deer was running in the regular way. So, it says the truth is, Rather than a Fela Tzvi Shaver, even if it has a broken leg, this deer, in Ratzacher, if he's going to run after it, then he's not going to reach it, it would be the same Allah. Or the Masanaka is just picking the norm, because Rats Kedarka, when it runs in the normal way, he's not going to be able to reach it, therefore, it's loy maklum. He's not going to acquire it. Next test, matam in the gemara. Hanemila b'chatz meshtemes. Oh, when did we say this halacha that it's going to acquire for him is only minishalem yedaitoy is only by a protected courtyard. So this test, it's a wonder why. Because the pekshar shenagach is a part of the gemara, but becoming the mitzvah me base. Amar the gemara tells us mashkoyin yishal ger b'yad yisrael. The Jew lent a ger money. And the security, the collateral for that was by the possession of the Jewish lender. Umay Sager, and the Kemver dies. Salach is, whatever was the value of the loan that was owed to him in that collateral, in that security, that goes to the Jew. But if another Jew goes and grabs that security, that other Jew acquires the remaining. Parach the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Let the courtyard of the lender acquire for him. How could this other Jew come and grab? Because Amar Bi Yisrael Chanin B'chulu, where he says this halacha that our Gemara quotes, that a chatzav adam is a kain lish lemedaita. The Masik, the Gemara comes out, the lesser. What does it mean that it's not there? So Pirish, which some bring down that the Gears is actually Pirish Rashi, lamalva, that the lender is not there, but chatzav by his courtyard. Oh, and since he's not there, therefore it's not going to acquire from there, for the other Yisrael was able to grab. So it's a kasha, difficult, because the hasa mashma there, it sounds like the habib chatzav meshtameres. That it was a protected courtyard. From the fact that the Ma'aseh Law and Rabbi Yisrael B'chanina, that it quotes his teaching, the Ma'amim Mishtameres, that's Tuma protected, like it's obviously my Gemara over here, that's saying it's Tuma B'chatzah Mishtameres, as the Diram Aschatz is going on. But moreover, the Mishtamer could presume that Beisai Vadli Mishtamer, who the person's house is definitely protected, Shashem Mishtamer Mashkin, but that's where a person keeps his security. And if that's the case, Kilesa Nami Likni, that even if the person's not there, it just still acquires. How is that an answer that he's not there? Boy, moreover, the part of Chalim and Rabbi Yitzchanin, instead of asking Rabbi Yitzchanin's teaching, live from the Masnika, that's from the Mishnah. That's Allah Chabar Mishnah. Says to you, no, Miuz and Nachletarets, that you could answer and say, the Masnika, Nabi Mishum, the Skam Liskis Ba. That's because in the Mishnah you intended to acquire it. Amazachsali, you said, oh, I want to acquire for me. Therefore, we say that it's going to work, and that's why you can't ask from the Mishnah, where that's only when he says Zaksali. And you would have thought that's only when he says it, even though we said in the previously that it's Lav Davka and Taisi the Masel Zaksali, but you would have thought. Which it doesn't say anything about saying. But at least the first question is difficult, that he's talking about Chatzim Mishtaneres, so how, what does it help? The lesson that he's not over there. What you could say is, what the Gemara is saying was like this, not like Rashi, that the lesson means that the Malva is not there. The lesson, Lamashkin, that the security was not there, B'chatzar, in his courtyard. Oh, okay, so therefore it cannot acquired for him, because it just so simply wasn't there. Abu Malva, but the lender, also according to the question of Mayri, the lesser B'chatzar, that was talking about. We all knew that he's not doing the courtyard. Look, Kachle Parach, and we didn't ask for the mission to keep Rivas B'chanina, because it has nothing to do with the lender. I mean, because in the Mishnah we're talking about that he is standing there, and therefore wouldn't be difficult from the Mishnah that you are going to become. Then it says, "When we can say a paragraph, so you think more getting up by examen based than the Mishnah teaches, Zarka tech beisa or the tech chatzeva, if he throws the get into our house or into our court, Magresha, she's divorced. Mashmid sounds like the Mishnah marriage that's protected, like in a person's house. But Vilachin, even so, come Ula says, who should make the beside that she's standing on the side of the house? I thought you don't have to stand there when it's a chatz Mishnah marriage. The Shem says, what you could say is the dafka gabi get. No, you're right. That's specifically regarding a divorce document, the Isabal Karcha, where it can be done against her will. But in the middle of the so that we need her to be standing on the side of her house, because Amish is actually, the Gemara is going to tell us later on, Amit Beis, that different between get and other types of kinyanim. Next session has to begin with the Gemara Zachal B'Sev Shchulach. If he recalled and then he forgot. Pirish, what does that mean? Zachar, he remembered, B'Sha Shah Shikha Maskeles, at the time when the forgetting starts, Shikha Shahu Pailim, where the workers already forgot. And at the end, he also forgot. What's the case then of when he originally forgot, not when he recalled and then forgot? That's to make when the workers forgot, he also forgot then. He recalls when the workers recalled. It's not considered recalling and forgetting. Because if that's not the case, you would never have a case of Sheikh. Because when the field is filled with bundles, Yemer, he's going to say, Yizkali Sabi, look, my field acquired for me, which, okay, he recalled. And that's going to work. So we say, no, that doesn't qualify. Rather, it's the, that it's only going to work, like we said, that he recalled when they forgot. And then he forgot. That's Zachub Sevshchach. Next test not to begin when the word Gmaradimik says a kasav. Or maybe it's exes a kasav. Perish Rashi explains. In other words, vinegar is in the girsa should be in the brisa yochel yehi shikha, you would think that it would be shikha. And that's what we're saying, that no, in the city there's no shikha. Which Tais says with him, it's a wonder, because Lafisha writes a list of a yosai. Because he wants to demolish the proof of what the Gemara is saying, Magia Brisa. So the Gemara is asking to edit the Brisa. Why should we say the opposite of what the Gemara is Shaloyehim to say that you would think it should be? So moreover, then Mamatar. So what's the Gemara then answering? L'Rabbi Shekhir that is coming to include if you begin in the city. But in the Brisa it learns out the Zachal B'Seif Shachlach when you recall and then you forget. L'Havah Shikha, it's not a Shikha. Because that's what the Brisa says. Yedani, I know, Shapalim Shekhu, that the guy is saying, I know that the workers forgot it. And Bahaka the Darsh, Abba Shekhu Seir, and here they were darshni to include when you forget in the city, Yamad, you'll just explain, Shekhuach Mekar, where you forgot in the beginning. So what type of answer is that? You could still say this even when it's saying that you have what to include. Like, Achishlamer, the difference is that no. Shekhina Sisera Yasa, he's not demolishing his proof. A gemara kashla ala brisa. It's just the gemara asking on the brisa. No, the major miuta al diyuka dekra. From where do you know to expound the miut on the inference of the pasuk? The darsh that they're expounding besad the veshachta. That shik is only in the field. The hainu shachwach meikara. That is when you originally forgot. But when you remember, then you forget. Lo have a shikra. That's not considered shikra. Baze koy miuta. And on that is what we're saying. The miut is saying. Loimet to say the beir that when it's in the city of Lazach v'sev shachwach. Did even if you're called in, if you get have a shikha, it's going to be shikha, which that's what the Gemara was saying. That's the limit of the brisa. But the exists kasavi. Maybe it's a biblical decree that what the besada when it's in the field have a shikha, that shikha is shvach meikara, is where you say the lacha were originally forgotten. But shvach meikara, which is the primary thing, not the dig, you wouldn't have in the city. And that definitely makes more sense to explain the meat of the actual primary text of the pasuk, which is besoda b'shachachta, that shikha is only in the field, not here, not in the city. But now the Gemara has not, now that the answer makes sense, the rabbi shikha seir, that we have what to include that there is shikha by the city, and therefore it definitely cannot be going on the simple pshat of the pasuk, which would say there is no shikha in the ear. Next, says matzah begins the Gemara zaklau. What does it mean? This is the rule that. It's going to be shikha. Lasui kerenzov, this comes to include even the corner of the row, which is, even though in a way you didn't really forget it, because it could be you're getting it at the other end, that's just saying that no, that's still going to be considered as shikha. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, iso shani osa lamed. The tithe, I'm going to end up measuring, I want it to be given to him now. Now, Pirish Rashi explains, in Perikam, the condition of Chavavam Abayit, Shoyari, that is, Rav Shimon Gamliel was afraid. Maybe his family members are going to rely on him. She Easter that he took ma'isav yoichlu tevel and they're going to eat the untied produce because the chazak al chavur, because there's always a presumption on tamachachem. Sheinim yoyin tivitachas yadi davishin mesukin, that he doesn't have something that's not kosher and remedied already, and they're going to think that it's not tevel anymore. And really, it is. So he wanted to quickly make sure he does this on the boat before anyone gets into trouble. So it says Rakash, that's difficult because in the dafke b'chavur shemis, it's only by tamachachem that dies or b'haylach. Or if he travels somewhere, but ain't bedai to lush with Yom, he doesn't plan to come back for a long period of time. Here it was just maybe a day's boat ride or whatever. So why would this run into a problem? Like moreover, they wouldn't rely on him if it's just that happened that day or the day before. But moreover, lemon nussel maybe should kiva. Why? So why? If that was the case, why did he have to give it to Rishon Kiva? All he has to do is call out and say that there's a certain amount that's nicer. And that's it, and that's misakin it. Well, and moreover, the Inza creates shame. This is not even calling out the name. The Loy Amar Asaliyeh Maisa didn't say that. Oh, a tenth of it should be Maisa. Elam Maisa Rishon Yehi Nasli Yeshua. Just said the Maisa Rishon should go to Yeshua, but then Ikechaser, it should say that he said that it should be Maisa. So Pirshu Rebbe Tam, the Rebbe Tam actually explains the Shnas Abir Haisa. This actually was the year, third in the 6th year, when you have to liquidate whatever Maisas you have. The truth is, he already separated the ma'isus. It's just by tzarchli tzim and tachas yada. He just had to go ahead and so to speak, get rid of them, and will it in lebailim, and have to give it to who rightfully belongs to. And this term leil actually, it's not m'saktas ma'isus sheni in the 5th parak in Mishnah above, gabe beer. It's actually said there in the context of the halacha of getting rid of the ma'isus. The man lost the Mishnah teacher when the erev of Pesach shorabias, the right before Pesach of the 4th year, b'shal reason of the 7th year, how you had beer that you had to get rid of it. Nice and truma, the truma's maisa, the kain, the chulu, you have to give the truma, the maisa, the kain, etc. And it says, Misha Yapiris, the Berachig man, so, but if someone's fruits are far from him, so talk less, like his lam shame, at least you got to call out the name, Pirish, in other words, Shema Bailim, the name of the who's rightful owner, Shiach Naisim, the Levi, the kain, that you should transfer it to the Levi, to the kain. And then the brings a maisa nami, and this is the story, but it was a kain of chulu, so you see explicitly that it's in the context of Allah Chavir. Not like Rashi. But then it says, but then say, if I'm idly, not some Truma Gedayla, so then why didn't he also give the Truma Gedayla, which is the primary Truma Gedayla, Bahach, the Maisa Sheni, like the Mishnah teaches there, Maisa Sheni, they said Truma, Uchuma is Maisa Lekayim, which one of them is Truma, Shari Belizman Zayi, how you imai, because he had a claim to give it to Belizman Zayi, because he told me to save, like to save a teacher, I'm Beshua of Omar, so Beshua who got the Maisa Rishon, he said, oh, Truma is Maisa Shabai, which you have to give a tenth of the tenth. Is not the Lazman Azariah. So why didn't he give Truma Gedayla to Rav Gamliel? Hashem says, but he said, Truma Gedayla, Tam Shah Nasa Hafrisha. Before he even took off for the journey, he separated. But Nasa, and he gave it already. Lefisha Kala, he said, Lahafrish. So it was very easy to separate. The Chita Achat, but Teres Sakri, because one kernel of wheat exempts the whole pile for Truma Gedayla. And when it tells him, you could take it just by a value, and you don't have to do an exact measurement. Boy, moreover, Shatu, he said, Kavar, Memorachas, Babes Rav Gamliel. The grain was already smoothed out in the pile, and like in the mukhab yisham, it's obvious from the yisham. And truma gedayla mafrisha besada, and truma gedayla you could already separate in the field. Miyad acham eruch right after the pile is smoothed out, kedamrin yisham, like it said yisham the ma'aser sheni. And in of Mises. Matzaperis Basada Mufuzadam, you find produce in the field spread out, scattered out. Mutter Matarn Rishim Gezel, it's no problem about the robbery. Bechayav B'Maisa, it's obligated Maisa. But Tur Mitruma, you're exempt from Truma. Why? Why exempt from Truma? Because the Yeshla Gern Shatiak, it's not possible that the pile had been uprooted. Elm can Nitruma Truma Men unless Truma was already taken from it, and therefore already assuming that it was already beforehand, and that's why he didn't take off Truma.